Welcome to Engineered Lubricants, the podcast. My name is Ginny.
I'm David.
Bridget.
We are your resource for new lubrication products and services, client testimonials, guest speakers, industry-leading education, and laboratory testing. Be sure to tune in Wednesdays at noon. Hi, this is Ginny with Engineered Lubricants, the podcast, and I'm here with Bo. Bo is on our sales team. And Bo has an amazing application in the field to share with you all.
Yeah. Jenny said, I am an industrial sales rep for Engineered Lubricants. We work on very specialized applications for many different customers. And what brings us here today is I wanted to talk about one in particular that is for a rolling mill that produces coils of metal that are then sold and repurposed for everything from conductors to ammunition to coins to several different products. But just a little background. One of our current customers has created a mill in which they are sizing metals. And a part of that application is a very sophisticated large gearbox that runs reductions, because as the motors turn from one end of the mill to the other, the material length varies. So you have to have these gearboxes to create a reduction and then also take some of the load off the motor itself. And this story starts back 25 years ago. The piece of equipment we're talking about in particular was built in 91 and started in production, I believe, in 93. But we, since that time, have formulated an oil for this particular gearbox in which we use a sacrificial element additive in the oil that becomes the wear material for the gear, essentially, preventing any wear that actually takes place on the gear itself. This is important because the gearbox that we're talking about in particular could cost upwards of tens of millions of dollars to replace. Not only that, whenever there is a replacement, you're not producing the material that you're trying to sell. And if you're not turning, you're not earning, as we all know. But we formulated this particular one. And since that time, we follow up with used oil analysis. So we are monitoring for several different things when it comes to this particular gearbox. We are looking for viscosity changes, water content, if there's any leaks in the plant. It's a very large plant, and there's a lot of components that go into this particular process that could expose the gearbox to water. So we monitor for water. We are looking via DR ferrography and also analytical ferrography. We are looking for those ferrous materials that would come off the gears. We size them first with the direct read ferrography, where we take a measurement between large and small particles. And what you're looking for is the disparaging factor. That's wrong, but you're looking for the difference between the large amount of particles and the small amount of particles, because when a component wears, it produces large particles, and as they're in the system, they get broken down and are made into smaller particles. So if you have a lot of large particles and not very many small particles, you can recognize an abnormal wear situation. Along with that, we do the analytical ferrography, where we're actually looking at these particular ferrous particles underneath a microscope, and based on their size, shape, and dimensions, we can isolate whether that's from abrasive wear, from rubbing wear, and identify abnormal wear patterns based on that. But along with that, we also do additive monitoring, in which we look for these solid additives that we have in there to see if they have come out of solution or are being consumed in the process. So in conjunction with having a great oil, we're also making sure that the attributes of that oil are intact, so you're protecting your gears as much as you possibly can. Now, this particular gearbox that we're talking about today has been in service for 43 years. And in that time, at no point have they ever had to take it out of service or repair even one cog that's a part of this gear set. As you can imagine, and if you're in the industry, you know that the expense of even having one of these replaced is exponential. You know, it could, like I said, up to $1 million worth of repairs, not to mention the weeks that it would take to make those particular repairs. At one point, the manufacturer came in to do an inspection of these gearboxes 25 years after they'd been in service. And the comment that was given to us from that manufacturer was they have never seen any type of gear that's been in service that long that looked brand new, such as these. So that's just one application of the many where we've been able to formulate around a particular application to make an oil that is going to be best. Because as you've heard previously, our biggest asset is reliability and conserving the amount of oil. Because as I said, these oil changes are very intermittent because we're monitoring that. And so it might be 10 years before they have to replenish any of the additives in the oil.
Well, that ties in really well with the tagline for the podcast, which is lubricate, conserve, and save. And that's Engineered Lubricants tagline. And I think you did a great job explaining the application in the field. So I would tell all of our listeners to follow us on social, find our website. It's englube.com. And
click like and share.
There we go.
As my 4-year-old says.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next episode.
Lubricate, conserve, and save.